Constitutional Court has dismissed an application by the Law Association of Zambia, LAZ, three major church mother bodies, the Non-Governmental Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, and the LCK Freedom Foundation, seeking to halt the work of the Presidential Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendments. In a ruling delivered in chambers, Constitutional Court Judge Maria Kawimbe held that the petitioners failed to meet the legal threshold for the conservatory orders they sought, which would have stopped all sittings, consultations, and drafting activities of the 25-member committee appointed on the 2nd of October 2025.
News 360.
A non-governmental organization called One Stop Center in Mazabuka District has called on government to put up mechanisms that will expedite investigations and prosecution in gender-based violence-related cases. Victoria Vuta of One Stop Center says the government has a key role in ending digital violence against women and children by putting up mechanisms that will speed up investigations and court prosecution in GBV cases.
News 360.
For international news, we monitor the BBC.
Taiwan's President Lai Ching-te has warned that China is stepping up military preparations to take the island by force. He said Taiwan would introduce a $40 billion supplementary defense budget to underscore its determination to protect itself. President Lai said giving up and making compromises to aggression would only bring war. Fei-Fan Lin, the Deputy Secretary General of Taiwan's National Security Council, told the BBC that China was hoping to influence the whole region. Thailand's health ministry says at least 33 people have been killed in what's being described as a once-in-300-years flood in Hat Yai, near the border with Malaysia. Most of the city has been submerged.
News 360.
The US dollar is trading at 22 kwacha 92 ngwe. The Great British pound is trading at 30 kwacha 10 ngwe. The euro is trading at 26 kwacha 45 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 33 ngwe. These rates are courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. They are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking sports.
Now to cricket. South Africa handed India their heaviest defeat by runs to complete a compelling 2-0 series sweep in Guwahati on Wednesday. The Proteas won by 408 runs in the second test to claim just their second series win in India and their first since 2000 under Hansi Kronj. The defeat surpasses India's previous heaviest loss, which was by 342 runs against Australia in Nagpur in 2004. Lusaka's weather forecast is clouds and breaks of sun, with the temperature peaking at 32 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be partly cloudy, with the temperature dropping to as low as 19 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Crown Court dismisses bid to halt constitution review process, and an NGO calls for speedy GBV investigation in Mazabuka. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
tunnel vision. Every second that you with me.
Something seriously cold.
Hey, don't tell me you want me to stay.